Ramona Quimby, brave and fearless, was half running, half skipping to keep up with her big sister, Beatrice, on their way home from the park. She had never seen her sister's cheeks so flushed with anger as they were this August afternoon. Ramona was sticky from heat and grubby from landing in the sawdust at the foot of the slides, but she was proud of herself. When Mrs. Quimby had sent the girls to the park for an hour, because she had an errand to do, an important errand, she hinted, she told Beezus, as Beatrice was called, to look after Ramona. And what had happened? For the first time in her 6 years, Ramona had looked after Beezus, who was supposed to be the responsible one. Bossy was a better word, Ramona sometimes thought. But not today. Ramona had stepped forward and defended her sister for a change. Beezus, said Ramona, panting, slow down. Beezus, clutching her library book in her sweaty hand, paid no attention. The clang of rings, the steady pop of tennis balls against asphalt, and the shouts of children grew fainter as the girls approached their house on Klickitat Street. Ramona hoped their mother would be home from her errand, whatever it was. She couldn't wait to tell what had happened and how she had defended her big sister. Her mother would be so proud, and so would her father when he came home from work and heard the story. Good for you, Ramona, he would say. That's the old fight. Brave little Ramona. Fortunately, the car was in the garage, and Mrs. Quimby was in the living room when the girls burst into the house. Why, Beezus, said their mother when she saw the flushed and sweaty faces of her daughters, one angry and one triumphant. Beezus blinked to hold back the tears in her eyes. Ramona, what happened to Beezus? Mrs. Quimby was alarmed. Don't ever call me Beezus again. Beezus's voice was fierce. Mrs. Quimby looked at Ramona for the explanation, and Ramona was eager to give it. Usually Beezus was the one who explained what had happened to Ramona, how she had dropped her ice cream cone on the sidewalk and cried when Beezus would not let her pick it up, or how she tried, in spite of the rules, to go down a slide head first and had landed on her face in the sawdust. Now Ramona was going to have a turn. She took a deep breath and prepared to tell her tale.
Well, when we went to the park, I slid on the slides a while, and Beezus sat on a bench reading her library book. Then I saw an empty swing, a big swing, not a baby swing over the wading pool, and I thought, since I'm going to be in the first grade next month, I should swing on the big swings. Shouldn't I, Mama?
Yes, of course. Mrs. Quimby was impatient. Please, go on with the story. What happened to Beezus?
Well, I climbed up in the swing, Ramona continued, only my feet wouldn't touch the ground because there was this big hollow under the swing.